So some may know and some might have not known, and that's, but I got to go to camp this last week. How many of you have been to camp? Like when you're young? There, you got some more hands, okay. Or sent kids to camp, or a summer camp. Isn't that kind of a fun time? You go in, and at first it can be really intimidating because you don't know anyone there, and you find that pieces of commonality. You go up to someone like the kids were telling us about, go, hi, how old are you? Hey, do you want to be my friend? And we kind of start pairing out and figuring out our little sense of community, our support system while we're in camp. And to be able to experience that in your 40s, late adulthood, is a very interesting experience. Because I'd never been a resource pastor, and they have never had a resource pastor because they've been experiencing changes at Lutherwood. They've been experiencing changes of leadership. They have all new leaders in there, and they are envisioning what the future of Lutherwood will look like. And to be part of that journey was kind of neat. First off, because it reminded me of for Conway and how we've been going through lots of changes in the past, and then this new person comes in and we get to experience the Holy Spirit, who's alive and breathing in us and in this community. And we get to experience that carving out of the middle ground. And I'll explain what middle ground. So at Lutherwood, they're campers of all ages. And I found out, because I, in my assumptions, assumed they were all Lutheran. I'm like, Lutherwood is a Lutheran camp, therefore everyone's Lutheran. No. I was so wrong. There were kids that were non-denominational. There were Catholics. There were some that had never been to church. All of them in this moment trying to figure out what they had in common and how to be in relationship with one another and not caring what one of them's religious experience was or wasn't. And it was a place where they could come together and explore God in a safe space created by the cabin leaders and the staff, and explore who they are, who God is calling them to be, and to experience the richness of God's love. And to see that was an incredible gift. But the thing that was interesting, the most interesting, was to see the change, the response to change that was occurring, not one of fear where they enclose and they're like, okay, we can only allow these certain amount of people and we can only allow these that have the same views as us, but more they had this open up and welcoming all who were curious, who came to experience this community. Which led me to thinking, I was like, you know, how God laughs and when we have plans, and God opens these wonderful avenues when we are open to that experience. So with our gospel, I thought, how appropriate that whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And even though it sounds like a Dr. Seuss rhyme at times, we know the one who welcomes you, so the person who welcomes us, welcomes me, who is Christ. And the one and the welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, which was God. When we look at that and we think, okay, how's this going? But thinking about that welcoming of one another. When we welcome one another, there are those snap judgments we may make. But then the truth and the personality of the person start shining. And we recognize and see more and more things that we might have in common. And how we can see God in that other person. And that's when it gets interesting. Because we don't worry about if they're far right or far left. What we see is that commonality and that love that we have together. And that is an amazing experience. So looking at this middle ground and seeing its formation, not only here, because I've seen it here, I see that we are a welcoming community, that we don't worry about political views, we don't worry about other things that might draw us and pull us apart. What we focus on is God's love for one another. We focus on the foundations of our faith, that we've been called, we've been healed by the Spirit, we've been sealed, and that we've been sent forth to serve God in amazing ways. And giving that free gift of grace to those that we encounter. And that's what I like, and that's what I want us to continually focus on. When the world around us is trying to get rid of that middle space, how we can preserve it and be a force of reckoning that we are a safe space for all to come to worship God, which the love of Christ that flows through us, that's what it's about sharing that love of God, proclaiming it each and every Sunday, and being able to witness and just absorb it is such a gift. And in our awkward way, because we are awkward at times, especially with change, because we don't know. Like much of the campers, there were times where there's a little awkwardness, but, well, mainly for me. But to see the beauty in those relationships and seeing the recognition that we all are not created as the same, but as individuals whom God loves, who God cherishes, is an amazing gift. So my prayer and encouragement for us is to celebrate our successes. To celebrate those things that we came through, that we still hold on to God's hand as we continually walk through the unknown. That we have our hands open and wide so that God can lead us. That God's love can flow through us. And that we can go forth giving that love to others that come across our path. And to look at those examples that we see around us, that we see in Lutherwood, that we see in other ministries that we may be a part of, other relationships, to take those examples and figure out what works for us, what is God calling us to do as we continually move forward each and every day of our life, proclaiming God's love to one another. As it says, as ambassadors, that's the reward. But it talks about Matthew, that we are the ambassadors, and our reward is sharing God's unbiased love to all we encounter. Amen.